IPA board meeting, December 2nd, part 2, 2025 at the Hilton in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay, we will now resume the open meeting, complete the open meeting business and or address remaining open meeting items. Let's move to item number 4, consideration of approval of general manager compensation adjustment. Mr. Larson, do you have any comments?
I have a motion.
And it is?
The motion is to adjust the general manager's salary to 82.7% of the midpoint salary range from the COMPE's comp ratio 2026 salary report for job grade 24.
Okay, everybody understands? That was seconded by Jason. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The adjustment is approved. Consideration approval of board per diem adjustment. Is there anything on that one?
I did talk to several of you, not all of you, and kind of got a flavor as to where your cities have gone with their salaries. I would then make a motion that we look at a 3% increase on the board per diem.
Discussion, comment from board members? We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a second from Mark. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and the matter is approved. Item number 6, feedback on the annual meeting. Nice work, everybody.
Yeah, great job.
Good job.
We'd encourage you to do it again.
Thank you.
I learned. It's lunch.
Kate controlled most of this, so thank you.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
How was the, and I would ask Kayla, how was, you know, this is a new venue for us. It seemed great from my perspective. You know, the accommodations were great, the meeting rooms were great, the lunch was great. Was it reasonable to work with? Were they good to deal with?
Yes, they were really, really good to work with. And like, we had several meetings. It was obviously a little bit different because we were literally at the Grand or the Little for like 30 years. But the difference here than it is at the Grand is that this is slower than ever. And at the Grand and the Little, they are packed, packed, packed. So the nice thing is, I feel like they work really, really well with us, but their availability is a lot more flexible, which has been really, really nice to have.
Other feedback?
My shower water pressure was poor.
There was some kid ran down the hall about 12:30 and banging on the walls, and that, I mean, other than I had too many Coke Zeros, that left me up for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, given the choice, was good. Would you still prefer us to try like the Grand or the Little America?
If this is easy to work with, this was spectacular. I thought.
Yeah, it's good to have flexibility, certainly.
Yes.
Audio video seemed to work great.
Yeah, I think.
You know, it's easy parking, it's easy in and out, it's not too bad.
Just don't try to park in a big vehicle in the parking lot, drive in.
hey, Blaine, how tall is too tall?
Well, it's tall.
No, it's, yeah, you hit your head on that one, huh? All right, so I guess from a feedback perspective, everybody says this is great.
Okay, so Ben, how about just overall format of the meetings? We've kept it fairly consistent over the years. I mean, with the committee reports, I'm always torn on that. Like, it feels it's redundant, it's the same thing year after year. But then at the same time, I think it's good because it's redundant, and a lot of times it's our only touch with several of our. It's
a lot of
times.
A lot of these guys don't hear it as much like we do.
Right, we hear it a lot more. But it's a good reminder for them, their obligations. The work that you guys are doing in various committees and the responsibilities and all of this. So I always get, I'm kind of back and forth. I want to see something dramatically different. And you guys that have to give reports don't, you can't say anything. Because we know that you guys want such a thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know, just a thought that occurred to me, you know, with the renewal online, and you know, I don't know, annual meeting, but it might be nice to hold a membership meeting again in the spring to do a tour of the new facility and bring all the members in, something like that. Any other comments from anybody about location, venue, cadence of the meeting? Did it pass audit?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Do you have anything else on that one, Cameron?
Sure.
Anybody?
No.
Okay. Let's move on. The time and place of our next scheduled meeting is Monday, February 2nd at the Spring Hill Suites, 122 North Spring Drive, Washington, Utah. Same place we've been in the last few years. So with that, I would say everybody have safe travels home. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Mele Kalicki Maka, and I would accept a motion to adjourn. A motion by Eric, we have a second by Jason. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, anybody opposed? Hearing none, meeting adjourned at 1:56 p.m.